You're listening to Off the Clock, KBI's look at arts and culture, and I'm your host, Erin McKinstry. What do Harry Potter and one of the oldest sports rivalries west of the Mississippi have in common? More than you might think. KBI's Catherine Wheeler explains how one unlikely sports team at the University of Missouri is fighting for legitimacy and making sure an old rivalry lives on.
This might have been a familiar sound in Columbia and Lawrence, Kansas once, but not since the University of Missouri left the Big 12 Conference and moved to the Southeastern Conference, effectively ending one of the biggest rivalries in college sports. It used to be called the Border War. That rivalry lives on, but in a way you might not expect. That's the start of a Quidditch game. Yes, Quidditch, the game from Harry Potter where people fly around on broomsticks. Needless to say, it's been adapted slightly and transformed into a sport. There are college and community teams scattered across the country, and it's an official club sport at MU. First, let's get the biggest question out of the way.
In the movies, like, you see people flying around, and that's always one of the biggest questions we get is, oh, how do you fly? And we're like, we don't fly. We have this PVC pipe that we have to run around with.
That's David Becker. Becker is a student at MU and one of three captains on the Quidditch team. He's been playing Quidditch since his freshman year. He says Quidditch as a competitive sport has changed a lot since its cosplay and fantasy beginnings.
When Quidditch was first started, about 11 years ago, there were a lot of capes. I think goggles were mandatory. They used actual brooms with bristles.
Players use a skinny piece of PVC pipe and hold it between their legs as they play.
Basketball, you have to dribble. In soccer, you can only play with your feet. In Quidditch, you have to hold the broom between your legs.
But a lot of people get hung up on the broom. Kaylee Skistmas is also a captain on the Quidditch team. She says it's hard to be taken seriously as an athlete when your sport is Quidditch and you're running around with a piece of PVC pipe between your legs.
People's only problem is the broom. I mean, I would love to take the broom out and be taken seriously, but I don't get to make those decisions.
Skistmas says even though its beginnings were fantastical, Quidditch is just as legitimate as any other sport.
We don't think we're out here cosplaying or LARPing. I just wish people would give it like one or two days of like actually doing it before they judged it for being strange or weird.
Quidditch is a physical game. Imagine a combination of rugby, dodgeball, and tag played on a field smaller than a soccer field. There's tackling, pushing, shoving, and hitting. Becker says it's quite a sight.
It looks like organized chaos. There are three different games going on one field at once, and they all kind of mesh together into one cohesive unit.
That cohesive unit is even closer because Becker says they have to fight for respect as a sport.
I mean, on the field, we're just like any other sport, but off the field, it's a sense of community that you really don't find in other sports because of how much we've had to fight for recognition.
And recognition they have received. Last year, the MU Club Quidditch team took first place in the Midwest region and third place nationally. This year, Skistmas says they're fighting for the top spot in the country. And they're off to a good start. MU beat KU 2-1 in a three-game series. Skistmas says that rivalry has changed a lot since her freshman year.
Like our freshman year, it was a big deal. We had never beat them before, and now we haven't lost to them in 2 years. So it's kind of flipped over. We're on top of that rivalry now, and I expect us to stay on top.
For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Catherine Wheeler.
That's it for this week. Thanks for listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's look at arts and culture. I'm your host, Erin McKinstry.